We said this gun was like mounted on something, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he shoots and it hits the mounting mechanism. Now the gun is like kind of locked at a, and that whatever last angle it was at is now jammed in that spot. And you cannot change the angle of the shot. It still works, but you cannot turn it without either fixing the device or trying to break the thing off of the mount to be able to use this. The big gun is now locked in one spot.
Ha, Chuck.
And then one last guy to shoot. That was one. Yeah, there's four of them. That's the last guy again. All dice canceled out. So another fire. The Winnebago's taking some damage. The gun took some damage. And you only took that one little shot. So we are back to you.
Fantastic. We see... would Dork have to roll to simply wrench this thing off its mount?
I will say, yeah, give me... Are you trying to, like, pull a pin out of it and pop it off that way? Or are you just trying to just brute strength the thing?
He's just trying to... the mount's already broken. He's just wrenching the thing off.
Okay, do a brawn, I guess, would be. Yeah. Brawn check. We'll say against two purple because it's kind of banged up. We'll say one purple, one black. We'll say that. It's kind of there, but it's also kind of might be broken in a weird way. So one purple, one black against your brawn.
Would I be using, is it just brawn or is it like athletic? I'm not sure.
I mean, athletics, if that's, well, I mean, how you're just using brute strength, right?
Oh, would okay. You, fair enough. So we just,
so
okay.
To me, I guess athletics, I can see athletics. I mean, you could say brawl, I guess, if you're punching the damn thing off, I guess.
No, I have abused the ability for Dork to brawl too much. I'm just gonna, yeah, I'm not, there we go. Okay. Yeah, that works fine. So we see, okay. How many purple?
One purple, one black.
Okay.
So Dork, yeah, just using his brute strength, just rips the thing off of its, you know, its cool mount that, you know, he paid good money for and has now just ruined those damn freaking Twi'leks. And now he's just holding the gun and the bottom part of the mount is still on the gun, but he's holding it freely now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dork sort of rests it on, sort of, what's the word, leans down a little bit, rests it on like the actual metal of the RV, and lets off another volley.
Okay. Are you shooting at the first guy, that's the guy who's laying underneath his blarg, or are you shooting at one of the three guys who are still up?
Dork is shooting at one of the guys who are still out in the open on the sand.
Okay. Just checking.
One of the unfortunate things about trying to ambush someone in the desert is that there's not a lot of cover.
Yeah, true, true.
Except for the blog, I guess.
Yeah.
So, let's see. That's another... do I get any blues or blacks?
I like the old standby Star Wars rule. You have the high ground, so why not take an extra blue?
Okay. I have two advantages. I'll use my two advantages to give them give two blacks on their counterattacks.
Okay.
Oh wait, I needed to do the purples. Hold on. Three purple. Let me just. Okay, so I cleared out all my advantages, but I still got three successes.
So that's 12 damage. Right, 9 plus 3?
Yep.
All right. So, yeah. So that is one Blurg Rider just takes a shot through his chest and does that comical, like, leans back, sits forward, and looks down. And you see the camera zoom through the hole in the guy's chest, and you see the smoking gun.
We're going full Mad Max. Yeah.
Exactly. And he just kind of just falls over to the ground, and his blurg just starts kind of nuzzling, pushing him, and kind of like trying to figure out what's going on to its rider. And the other three guys just kind of stop and like, oh, crap on a cracker. And two of them, we'll see, just killed the guy with one shot. So, do me a favor, pick high or low.
Low.
All right. So only one of the two guys leaves out of there, who just panics, is like, this is not worth beer in a crappy Winnebago. And
he grabs his blurk and begins.
You're left with one guy on his blurk still and one guy trapped under his flailing blurg. So we will have, what kind of check can this guy do to get out from this thing? We'll say athletics to see if he can actually get out. We'll say it's going to be hard because it's a big old thing with a broken leg. Does he get out? Yes, he does. Cool. So he kind of pushes out, crawls out from under his hurt blurg. The thing's kind of fallen down to a knee. So he's kneeling behind it. The other guy's still on his blurg, and he's now rushing at you. So he's going to use his movement to go at you of the blurg, and he's going to jump onto the side of the RV, and he's starting to climb up the side of it. So I imagine it's not a super, I mean, it's an RV, right? So it's only like, mm-hmm. what, 10, 12 feet tall? Mm-hmm. So Jonah comes back. He just jumps onto the back of the thing, and now he's face to face with you. And he's going to pull out a little vibro dagger and take a stab at you. As I assume you're, what, halfway out in your little gun turret? Or are you standing all the way on top?
He's not fully standing, but yeah, he's like you can from like the almost like the shoulders or the torso up, sort of.
Okay, so I think the shoulder coverage.
Yeah.
So I'll check this guy's.
I think the term you're looking for is pokey pokey.
That always makes, this is a side thing, whenever I go through people's character sheets, that everyone has lightsaber on their character sheet. I'm like, not everyone should have lightsaber on their character sheet. Come on, Star Wars. All right, so this is two green against the one for melee. Do you have any melee defense? Does your armor give you one for that as well?
Yes, I got one for that. Mm-hmm.
And we're still giving you the one for partial coverage. All dice to cancel. So this guy, how does a dork, how do you parry this knife attack?
So as this fella is sort of running up off the top on the top, sort of moving up on the top of the RV to like try and slash at Doric, we see him try and yank the gun up. It catches on the side of the RV, and then it catches again as he tries to pull it up. And then the as his vibro blade comes swinging up, Doric swings the entire gun to try and block the attack.
Like a massive club.
Yes, basically.
All right, so yeah, you parry that vibro dagger blow, and now it's your turn. So you have the one guy in front of you with a dagger, and the one guy hiding behind a blurg.
Could I convince you of a brawl to simply chuck the gun in this man's face?
You want to throw the gun at the guy? Or you want to hit him with it like it's a bat?
Depends on which one allows me to use brawl, you see. No, it makes more sense for him to... I'll use
So you're holding it... you can see me, the world can't. You're holding it like this and you're going to like do that one of those things? Two hands and punching with it in your hand as like extra force and leverage?
No, I could just hit him with it like a bat. It's fine. I don't mind using melee. we're doing what seems fun, not necessarily what's the easiest role. Okay. So three green versus
one purple. Okay. It's melee.
All right. I'm going to flip a light side point.
Go for it.
Just for fun. That will allow me to go to one yellow. Cool.
That was a useless upgrade because that yellow did nothing for you. But you did get a success, so I can figure out what kind of damage that thing does as a club. All right, so we'll say 5 damage to the guy. Mm-hmm. As you take a swing and hit him with it, and his soak is that. Okay, so it hits him pretty hard. He stumbles back, but he's still definitely in the fight. So he's still engaged with you, but he's not right up in your business. Mm-hmm. The one who is on the ground is going to take his shot at you. Mm-hmm. We got to add that red because he might hit his friend.
The one that's not up on the RV and not under the blurg?
Well, no, you killed one ran off. So okay. That's two of the four. One guy's on top of you, and one guy's hiding behind his injured Glug.
Ah, he is no, yeah, he was taken out for like a turn or two, but he's he can get back. He's
yeah, he
back.
Was a, yeah, the, yeah. We cool. did a roll, and he was able to crawl himself out.
Perfectly. I keep looking at the Glurgs, and I keep wanting to call them Gwars, because that's what they're basically the same creature from like Morrowind. So I'm if I slip up, I apologize, listeners. Even though it will be an unforgivable sin.
Well, no, mine is worse. For some reason, I keep saying it, but my brain keeps going to Paul Blart Mall Cop, so I don't know why. So I'm trying to not say Blart.
We go to the credits for this episode, and we see that the voice of the Gwar was given to us by Kevin James of
Blart. Exactly. Yeah.
Does all the.
I'm just picturing a Twi'lek mall with, you know, mall cops riding the back of Blargs back and forth around the mall trying to keep it safe.
Beautiful.
All right, so he is shooting up at you. He's got a red because his person is engaged. He might hit his buddy. Mm-hmm. You still got partial coverage. So, yes, roll away. Mm-hmm. All dice have canceled out. That's another shot that kind of just goes off into the nowhereness. He's trying really hard not to hit his friend, so he hits nothing. We're back to Stabby McStaberson, who's going to take another stab at you with his melee, which I think was just the two green. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade mine because why the heck not? He's pissed off. He got hit in the face with a gun. He's so mad that he does not even hit you. So another swing and a miss. He'll pass those advantages. Got one failure, two advantages. He'll pass those advantages on to his friend. Maybe in the swing and stabbing, he gets to the other side of you. So now Doric has a Twi'lek behind him on the ground and a Twi'lek in front of him on top of his RV. Back to Doric.
Plops the gun down onto the hot metal of the RV, and pulling himself up, tries to essentially throws basically a haymaker towards this. Doric looks like he's about to throw a haymaker, but instead he like kicks at this guy's leg with this pair of big, heavy, unusually heavy looking combat boots.
Okay, so you're crawling out, now you're on the roof listen, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure for the next guy who shoots, you're no longer in your little hidey hole, so you're going to lose your coverage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right, so you're going to take a brawl on him. I'll double check, he doesn't have any melee defense, so just the one green. Or one purple, I'm sorry.
All right. Nice.
Wow. All right. See, who needs guns?
Do triumphs allow criticals? I forget how criticals.
Yeah, you can roll a crit with a triumph. I think we've done that in the past. I'm okay if you want to roll a critical on the thing, or if you want to save it for an upgrade on your attack on the guy who's on the ground. That's also an option you can do with the triumphs. If you want to roll a critical, you can, or keep it in your pocket.
So
if you want to narratively have something amazing happen, like you kick this guy so hard or something.
I know. Oh, yes, I have an idea. So okay. we see Doric pull himself up out of the hatch. This fella swings at him. He dodges his head out of the way. He gets up, looks like he's about to throw a haymaker, and then he throws a punch. The the Gwar bandit sort of catches it. There's a moment of we can see on this Twi'lek's face a moment of like, haha, I got you. Which is when we see Doric's boots spark with electricity as he kicks this man fully off of the RV with his shock boots.
Oh, jeez. All right. So you knock him off. Is that, you're saying your triumph is him flying off the thing?
Yep. His triumph is this fellow just falling straight off the side of the RV after being kicked with a shock boot.
Okay. I'm going to say that's not good enough for a triumph, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that's your advantage that you knocked him over. Did you knock him off the edge? If you want that triumph to be, Remember, Triumph is like, you know, that big game-changing moment. So if you want to say you kick him so hard, he hits that blarg and knocks
Dork pulls himself up, dodges one punch, makes one swing, and it his fist is caught in the hand of the open palm of the bandit. There's a moment where the bandit sort of smiles in a sort of "I got you" moment, at which point Dork spins him around and you see the electricity crackle on his combat boots as he kicks this man full in the chest with a shock boot. He goes flying off the edge of the RV and slams directly down into the last man shooting, making him stumble.
He hits the injured blarg, and where it was limping on the broken leg, the leg completely now snaps and it is now flailing about. And how much damage do you do with your attack there?
Normally only does three. These are like disorient weapons or stun weapons, but they actually don't do a ton of damage. So I guess that would be. Can we say that this fella is just kind of stunned?
Or like? No, I'm fine with it. I'm just trying to see if he's dead or if he's just woozy.
This would be three base and then plus two for the extra successes. That'd be five.
Okay. So, well, you have three successes. That'd be six then, right?
Fair enough. Yeah, it'd be six.
Okay, so six. Okay, so yeah, so this guy is definitely kind of woozy. He just fell off the RV, slamming into a beast that's flopping about. Maybe it's hitting him, crushing him a little bit. He's going to definitely be disoriented on his next attack. And then the guy on the ground is kind of like pushing himself away because, you know, his beast is now flailing about on only one limb. The other one is broken. We got blood spurting up in the air. It's a scene and a half.
This is definitely the age gated Star Wars.
It is dark. This is when, you know, they would cut to commercials. It was a kid's show, but it's not. So we're watching this thing kind of bleed out.
And... Something John Favreau, I'm sure. I actually haven't watched anything past the first season of Mandalorian. Anyway.
So this guy kind of stumbles back and he pulls out his gun. And I'm going to do one of our things we do on Flight Risk where anybody can use any point. So I'm going to go to flip a light side point for you and take that from you. Can't stop me. I'm in charge. Sure. And Dork, you're seeing this guy aim his gun at Dork. And Dork notices on the ground a shadow. And you recognize this shadow. You have one of these things in the back of your RV. It is the Ryloth, what do we call it? Something Hawk? What was it? Skyhawk or something?
The Ryloth, there was some adjective before it. We're just going to refer to it right now as the Skyhawk. Please badly dub it and post yourself.
Whatever the correct thing. Doric's been calling him the Skyhawk. Who knows what it says in the books? Yes. But a Rylothian Skyhawk is kind of swooping.
Desert Skyhawk. There we go.
And it just
there is actually a pistol, a big heavy pistol, which is the desert hawk.
It comes swooping down and just out of nowhere grabs this guy and just goes fluttering off high into the air with him. You just hear the screams, the yell as he's being lifted in the air, and you watch in the distance as it gets, you know, maybe 100 or so feet into the air. It's struggling and then just lets go of the guy. And you hear that thump, little dust cloud in the distance, and you're like, oh, well.
Yeah, we see Dork wince a little bit.
Because as we know, falling damage is the worst damage in the world.
So there is still one bandit stunned, yes?
Yes, one guy is just kind of laying on the ground, stunned. I almost said the wrong word again. A blurg. Not a blart, a blurg is kind of just kind of laying there, breathing heavy as it's kind of bleeding on its one good leg. And that guy's kind of half underneath it, kind of laying there, trying to breathe as a 600-pound animal is kind of laying on him.
Dork pauses for a moment, looks, sighs. we see him sort of head down into the hatch. The camera sort of stays there for a second, completely silent. And then a few seconds later, we see him grunting up with a medical kit. And he sort of hops down the side, looks this fella over, and the blurg.
Okay, so the blurg, yeah, its leg is kind of this flopping. It's like the shot you took fractured the bone pretty darn bad, and then this guy landing on it broke it completely the rest of the way. So it is a broken-legged animal. So if you want to try to do a splint, you can, or if you want to do horse rules and say, hey, you had a good run there, guy, that's also an option. And the guy underneath, yeah, he's, for having a large thing, he's got some bruises, battered up. You don't see any external bleeding, but he's got bruises all over from a 600-pound animal laying on him. So you could try to heal the wild animal, but I don't know how you're going to build a splint for this thing out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, Doric does not. Doric, I don't think, has a spare splint, and he has two green. We see him take out a, like, the star. I don't think we've ever seen needles in. No, we've seen needles in Stars. He takes out essentially an anesthetic, and we see him sort of spread it across the blurg, to sort of lull it into sort of painlessness, and takes out a pair of binders and binds this bandit up. We have the sort of cinematic thing of him carrying the bandit back into the truck, and then the sound of a single gunshot, and then we sort of cut, I think, to him with the bandit sort of laying inside the RV as Doric is slowly fiddling with his data pad. We can see Doric is slowly fiddling with his data pad as this bandit is basically restrained in the back of the RV.
Okay. So yeah, you put the poor animal out of its misery. Are you staying in place? Are you moving? What's going on?
Doric is moving. He is heading back out of the territory. He figures he doesn't need lizard meat that much.
You got tasty Twi'lek you can cook now. I don't know if you're a cannibal now. Who knows? It's been a while.
Doric looks down at this bandit. What state of consciousness is he in?
I'll say that he's coming. Two. He's a green skinned Twi'lek with the long leku. He's got the pants on and just like a vest, and he's got the boots. He has a vibro dagger on his hip, and he had a slug thrower. I don't know if you confiscated that or just left that in the desert, but that's what he had on him.
Oh, he took the slug thrower. He didn't like it. Yeah, you know, there's good shooting on us. It's good eating on us.
So yeah, he's kind of waking up, and you just see him, like, his eyes dart open, and he tries to jerk, and he realizes that when you're bound with hands behind the back, like classic cop style.
Yep.
And he just kind of looks around and goes,
"What do you want? You're gonna pay for this."
Doric just sort of eyes him. We can see that his black aviators have a big crack in them, and he sort of sets them down. What's your name?
My name's Theron.
Nice to meet you, Theron. How are you feeling?
I feel like I'm looking at a dead man. My cousin got out of, he went off. He's telling my friends, my posse, who you are and where you are. They're going to come for you. So go ahead and kill me or whatever. They're going to make it worse to you.
You know, I would take you as a hostage, right? That would be the logical thing to do here. You know, that your family's coming after me, you know, hold you. But honestly, with a mouth like yours, Doric flicks with his data pad and says, "So, Theron, have you ever been off world?"
"No, this is my planet. This is where I live. Why would I leave?"
"Fair enough." He turns the data pad towards him. We see a picture of the count and a pretty decent sum of credits. Not you know, not great, but definitely more money than you're likely to get living out on in the middle of the desert.
Scavenging and RVs and whatnot.
Yeah. He says, well, as far as I can see, you've got two choices. I can hand you over to the, what's the term? Legitimate authorities? Or you can leave and go work for my good friend here.
All right, so give me your roll. I don't know if it's charm, it's intimidating, it's whatever skill you think you're using on him right now. It's going to be against two purple.
I think it's negotiation, which is very fun. Again, I'm just picking things that Dork is not particularly like built for, but I think this makes sense. So this, I imagine, is a fairly decent number of purples because this fella is. Sounds pretty set.
Well, we got, let's see, I'm looking at his discipline. He's got two greens. I'll turn to the two purple. I'm going to give you a black because he's bound and pissed off, and a second black because you killed his friend. So two black, two purple. All right. Yeah, he looks and...
What I have to do.
Dork looks through the data pad where there is a very neatly set out job description. let's see. No, you're not high. You're not skilled enough for that. Basic guard work. Maybe some light enforcement work. You know, staying around places that need to be guarded. Muscling in on people who need to pay their protection money, that sort of thing. Pretty basic work, even for someone who's, well, I think you'd be able to handle it.
So what, we're just gonna fly off in your Winnebago to this place, you're gonna give me a job?
Oh, no. This thing doesn't fly.
It's got pretty big wings on the side, I thought it flew.
Those were involved with the previous owner. We cut to Skip at like a Burning Man style festival doing wheelies after having won a gambling match against the guy who owned the RV previously.
Exactly. In a sort against of Lando Lone Star. We're just gonna cross over completely with Spaceball. Say it was Lone Star.
Yes. But it's spelled in a Star Wars way, so it's like LONANNSTARRE.
Exactly.
Yes. Dork looks back at the little tiny delivery drone. He pauses. Yeah, we're gonna have to get a bigger one. and so he taps the data pad. Letting the delivery droids know to pick this fella up, and then sending a short, terse message to the count's local recruiter.
Okay, to HR.
And he looks back at the band and says, "I mean, hey, I gave you a warning shot.
You gonna uncuff me, or what are we doing here?"
I gotta uncuff you. Looks him up and down. If I uncuff you, are you going to try and, you know, punch me? Shoot me? You know, that gun was actually pretty expensive.
Hey, I'm doing a job. This is my job out here.
A man of duty. I can respect that. Dork pulls out one of the bottles from the crate. Drink?
If my hands weren't behind my back, I'd probably drink it.
Dork goes over and undoes the man's bindings.
So yeah, he takes a swig of whatever passes for beer over here in Ryloth, or whatever hooch Dork's been making.
Dork actually has not been able to do distillery. This is like this is one of the few like luxuries that he allows himself. It is far too high an amount of alcohol content, but it's actually fairly decent quality.
Okay. Yeah, he takes a swing and goes,
So, do I just get out and someone picks me up, or where do I gotta go?
Doric looks down at the data pad. The delivery drone should be there in about maybe 20 minutes.
There's, okay, so.
Yeah. They're gonna kill you. You know that, right? They're gonna come for you.
I can try. I mean, hey, you don't have to go to the delivery drone. I'm gonna let you out. You could walk. Sorry about the guar. Don't really have the supplies to make a splint. I think it's about 20 clicks south. You could eat it, I guess.
No, the gut cur are probably gonna get to that thing and they're gonna eat it. I don't wanna mess with those things. But no, those things are creepy. So just let me out of here. I'll get to wherever I need to go, but if my family sees me with you, they're gonna just kill me for not killing you. That's that type of thing. But I'll go to where you want me to. I'll go hook up with this count guy and just go. You seem like an okay guy. I don't want you to die. You're a pretty good shot, and that's a skill.
Yeah, not bad shooting you did there. You're kind of, well, kind of hard to ambush someone on flat ground in the middle of the day, you know. But he actually takes the man's slug thrower out and hands it to him. Says, "Watch out for desert hawks."
Yeah, we usually keep an eye out, but it was crazy. I can't tell you how many friends I've lost to those damn things.
Yeah, must not feel very nice. Not, you know, facing something that you really, really can't do shit with.
Yeah, sometimes life is just cruel that way.
He takes the gun. He puts his knife back on his hip, and he just goes ahead and exits the Winnebago. Mm-hmm. Does a little tip of the head and starts to walk away.
Well, pretty good manners, all things considered. I think you'll do well. Doric gets back into the RV and begins driving off again.
So when Doric turns on the RV, you hear that loud engine, and then the lights turn on. And parked directly in front of the RV is a small speeder, like a pickup truck kind of deal. Hmm. And there's a gentleman in the front seat wearing, we'll say, I don't know if you ever described uniforms before. We'll just steal from you guys. A brown shirt with a brown cap. And you've seen this RV before. That's not RV. That's RV. I'm sorry. You've seen the small little truck before. This is the cash and carry courier service. Mm-hmm. And the guy's just sitting in front and kind of like waves his hand at you, trying to get you to not drive, and leans out.
Excuse me. Are you Dory Thrawn?
How did they spell Thrawn?
The only way I know how.
Probably not junk mail. Yeah, I'm him.
So he kind of just walks over with a, we'll say just a regular size, like almost like maybe like a data pad, hands you a clipboard and says,
sign, please.
All right.
Initial?
Yeah.
Initial?
Sorry. I haven't done a lot of paperwork recently.
Oh, what's paper?
It's a figure of speech.
I need a thumbprint there at the bottom.
Alright.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you have thumbs. I don't want to assume. If not your thumb, one of your toes.
Doric pulls off his glove and puts it on the...
Perfect. Here is your data pad, sir. Remember, cash and carry courier for all your space delivery needs. You'll be getting an email in a little bit. Please leave 5... please leave 5-star for me. My name is Chris. That'll be great.
5 stars.
How do you spell that?
K-R apostrophe H-I apostrophe S-S-E. That last S and E are silent. My mom was weird.
Did you ever meet a fella named Lone Star?
You know what? There's a guy back in town who's very upset about, he was just rambling on about an RV like this. I'll let him, are you trying to sell this one?
Not for a while.
Oh, okay. Well then, I won't bring it up because he looked really bummed about his RV thing. So, wait, enjoy your data pad. Remember, 5 stars. Good traveling. Cash and carry couriers, don't forget.
All right. Thank you. As we see his speeder drive away, we see one of the Desert Hawks swoop down, and a giant automated turret just shreds it through it as the courier continues, as if nothing.
Like a giant taser on the top just zaps it, and the bird just falls to the ground, shaking for a little bit, gets up, stumbles, and takes off flying again.
Yeah. They don't mess around with those couriers.
Hey, cash and courier service, they know what the hell is going on.
It's everywhere, you know.
So you turn on this data pad, and it is a holographic image just kind of pops up out of it, and you recognize it right away as, I forget, is it pronounced Taken or Tyken?
Taken.
Taken.
Like the Liam Neeson film.
That's what I thought. That's how it's written, but I'm like, it's Star Wars. Things never make any sense. So,
Tyken.
The long A. Tyken. So Tyken is there, and he's not like, you know, it's not like a live feed. It's clearly a recording, and it's just with a heavy sigh. It goes,